I am very pumped for Chiefs at Raiders in 2020 or whenever that game finally happens in Las Vegas. Very pumped. The Raiders announced yesterday that they are officially on the move. The vote was 31-1. The NFL owners had to get a 24-8 or greater majority to actually approve the move, and the only owner against it was the owner of the Miami Dolphins for some reason. But 31-1, the Raiders are going to be on the move, but they're going to still be in Oakland for at least the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, it's going to be a little weird, isn't it?
Kind of awkward, right? I mean, like, that stadium is a dump. The fans are going to be mad.
See, San Diego and St. Louis, they're able to move right away. The Rams have already done it, obviously. And the Chargers will do it this year. They'll play in a 30,000-seat soccer stadium.
MLS stadium, yeah.
But the Oakland, they have to wait a couple of years, at least two seasons, before this stadium is built, which, by the way, $750 million in taxpayer money. They better not charge $9 for a beer. Seriously.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Seriously.
Can you find...
My goodness.
Can you even find a beer cheaper than $9 in Las Vegas? On the Strip?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
On the Strip?
So you can go into like a CVS on the street, like on the Strip, and you can go and buy like a two-pound can of beer for $3.
Beer is not measured in pounds. You're talking like milliliters?
Well, whatever.
Or like
ounces,
a gallon? It's a gallon of
pretty
beer.
It's pretty close to 2 pounds.
Well, it will be... You know, it sucks for the people of Oakland. I don't have a ton of sympathy for Raiders fans, but, you know, that's the way the business goes sometimes. I'm sure the stadium will be nice. There seems to be a lot of confidence that not only is Las Vegas' hockey team going to play in that stadium as well, but that they could also get an MLS franchise, and so it'll be used basically year-round, which would be kind of cool. It's a place I would go visit, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
In other NFL news, though, before we finish off this hour... Bunch of new rules from the NFL.
Well, there's one in particular I don't like.
What's
that's
that?
The new you're now not allowed to leap over the line of scrimmage to try to block an extra point or a field goal.
And why don't you like it?
Because it's a stupid rule. There's that's awesome. If somebody can leap over the line of scrimmage, first of all, that athleticism is pretty awesome. And second, the amount of time it takes for a snap to happen, the place, the hold, and the kick, it's pretty short. It doesn't allow a lot of time to have a kick to be blocked. And, you know, if a guy can get through the line, that's great. That's awesome. Well done. But a guy that can leap over the line and make the block, that is awesome. That is taking the awesome out of football.
It's really funny. I mean, I always enjoy it when they go for the leap, and they leap, but the ball isn't snapped. And then they just are left standing there for a second while the ref throws the flag and the yards are stepped off. That's pretty funny. But, yeah, I mean, it does seem like it's the NFL just enforcing its will, despite the fact that it takes some of the entertainment away from the game, and the NFL has certainly been doing a lot of that lately. Actually, we talked about it in You Can't Be Serious. I think it was last week that the NFL is putting together a video to show players on how to celebrate and how not to celebrate touchdowns, which is just the dumbest thing in the world to me. And Mitch, I don't even know if you were on the show when we talked about that in You Can't Be Serious. I'm talking about the NFL video that they're putting together.
Oh, yeah, well, I know of it. Yeah.
That shows
silly
people how to celebrate. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this rule change that you're talking about is probably the most notable one that they announced, but there are a couple little other things as well.
By the way, caller, let us know. 16-ounce beer is called a pounder, Tyler.
What? Oh, okay. All right. I hadn't really thought of it that way, but yes, that is true, and I think I've had a few of those. I've had a few of those in my career. More Frank Martin discussion coming up in hour two.
Get everything you want in a checking account.